desperate plea for more help. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That was a message from Ukrainian President Zelensky in a call with U.S. senators today. Zelensky says Russia is advancing toward a third nuclear power plant and that his country needs more lethal aid. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba today at a border crossing in Poland. After the meeting, the foreign minister criticized NATO for its failure to enact a no-fly zone over Ukraine.
I think it's a sign of weakness of NATO. We've been saying many things for the last 8 years about Russia, about intentions. We were never heard. Everyone was saying, you're exaggerating. This is not going to happen.
President Putin earlier said Moscow will consider any third-party no-fly zone as participation in the armed conflict. The first ceasefire attempted in Ukraine to evacuate desperate civilians has collapsed, but more talks between the Russian and Ukrainian delegations are set for Monday.
Vladimir Putin's forces continue to attack civilians. There's no doubt about it. And the death toll, well, that also continues to rise. In a town just outside Kyiv, where we are now, there is constant shelling. And what we saw today was a sea of humanity trying to flee the village of Irpin. Thousands of civilians trying to flee across a bombed-out bridge to the relative safety of the capital. Russian forces are increasing their push towards the city, and it is thought that it will be just a matter of time till they try to take it. Across the country, they have been besieging other cities.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. WNBA All-Star Brittany Griner is in Russia, where she's facing up to 10 years in prison. Russian authorities say she was arrested last month at a Moscow airport with vape cartridges in her luggage containing cannabis oil. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There are reports of Russians raping women in Kherson, one of the Ukrainian cities occupied by the Russians. Svetlana lives there and spoke with Fox's Jesse Waters primetime.
There are already 11 cases of Russian military raped our girls who live in Kherson. 5 of them survived and 6 died.
Svetlana says she's afraid of leaving her apartment. U.S. soccer is cracking down on derogatory slurs from the stands. Fox's Matt Napolitano has details.
The U.S. Soccer Federation's board of directors Friday passed a resolution to adopt a zero-tolerance policy for anti-gay chants, as well as a plan to implement FIFA's three-step protocol at all matches hosted or sanctioned in the United States. This crackdown on discriminatory slurs at matches will also impact international matches involving the U.S. men's and women's squads. This new policy, subject to review by U.S. Soccer's Rules Committee, follows a similar resolution passed in Mexico to curb anti-gay chants, handing down 5-year bans to fans who are caught using that language during matches after Mexico's Soccer Federation was handed a litany of fines and punishments from FIFA. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
With the Texas midterm primary in the books, we move next to Indiana and Ohio, both holding primaries May 3rd.
In Ohio, there's a bit of drama over whether the primary should happen May 3rd. There are still legal challenges over redistricting, and elections officials had asked lawmakers to postpone. Still, Republican Governor Mike DeWine is facing primary challengers, some of whom are critical of his handling of the pandemic. And the retirement of Senator Rob Portman means multiple candidates on both sides vying for the now open seat. In Indiana, there is an open congressional seat as incumbent Republican Trey Hollingsworth opts not to run again. 9 challengers are fighting for the reliably Republican seat. The 2 men running for Senate, incumbent Republican Todd Young and Democrat Todd McDermott, mayor of Hammond, are running unopposed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.